For about a decade, the rate of uninsured Native American children in South Dakota declined by almost 50%. In the same period, the rate of uninsured adults went up. That's according to a recent study out of Georgetown University, which finds South Dakota is one of two states in the country where that happened. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has the story.
According to a nationwide study of health insurance coverage rates from 2008 to 2015, the uninsured rate for American Indian and Alaska Native children and families has declined. Joan Alker is a research professor at the Georgetown University McCourt School of Public Policy. Alker says Medicaid coverage for Natives in South Dakota is a mixed bag.
Kids in South Dakota saw a really big improvement. Native American children's uninsured rate went from 28% to 16% in 2015. So a big improvement, though it's still too high. But Native American adult uninsured rates actually went up over the period, and that was, you were really the only state in the country that saw that. That's probably because South Dakota has not taken up the Medicaid expansion.
Alker says proposed Medicaid cuts in the Senate GOP healthcare overhaul will devastate Native families in the state. She says that's because a lot of IHS operations are paid for by Medicaid dollars.
Because the Indian Health Service is underfunded and because it too relies on Medicaid, this would be a double whammy. These Medicaid cuts would be a double whammy for this population because they need Medicaid and it will also harm the Indian Health Service.
Medicaid expansion was on the table last year. Following the election of Donald Trump and a promise to repeal and replace Obamacare, Governor Dennis Dugard abandoned the idea. Part of Dugard's plan included offsetting costs through Indian Health Services. IHS agreed to cover Native American health care that currently costs the state tens of millions of dollars. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.